On the 26th of May, for 5 days, our membership doors are open and you can join for as long as you wish. There's no contract. And even better, in May, we've got a win-win month, a refund challenge where our course is money. And if you don't like it, you get a refund, no questions asked. If you do like it and you listen to the recordings and you participate in the discussion, you also get a refund. So it's a win-win. You can't lose. The only thing that you would be investing is your time. And it's my job to make sure that that time is spent in the most life-changing, transformational, mind-blowing way imaginable. So I hope you'll join us. There's no risk. Come and see what you think. Try out some of the private study courses as well. And hopefully see you there. This is the Superpowered Mind podcast for inquiring individuals who are tired of the struggle for peace, happiness, and clarity. I'm Claire Diamond, ready to help you explore the principles of the mind, the self, and reality to unlock ultimate mental freedom. This podcast is the one to listen to if you're ready to experience the capabilities of the superpowered mind. Hello, today's topic is why can't I get what I want? And this might resonate with all of us. For all of us in some area of our life, it might be that it feels just a struggle, like we're pushing water uphill, we're putting a lot of energy or effort, and the more we try, the more the thing that we want moves away from us. Or otherwise, we just don't even know where to begin. We don't know where to start. You know, it might be that I want more money or more clients or a more successful business. And I don't even know where to begin. How do I get that thing that I want? Or maybe I want better health. I want to be stronger, fitter, more flexible. And yet there just isn't that motivation in me. Here I am sitting, binge watching Netflix and eating biscuits. And that thing that I know deep down that I really want, that is really in alignment with what I am, just isn't happening. So what's going on? What is going on when the thing that we want just isn't coming into our lives at all? And it's such, I mean, I think this question is a way into really profoundly have a different relationship with the mind and with behavior and with desire that really does unleash the superpowered mind. It really does, because what we can get to through this exploration is such a profound understanding of the mind and the human system that everything starts to become very coherent, very aligned, very owned, very transparent, to such an extent that when there is a want arising, it is so clear, so authentic, so true to us, so unobstructed by stale beliefs and old conditioning, that actually the articulation of the want is all that's required for it to be fulfilled. The solution is already there in the stated desire. And this is so possible for all of us. It might seem a million miles away, but this is the clarity of the mind. So how do we get there? First of all, there's two things to acknowledge. First of all, first thing is the world, the thing that we want, and this self are made of the same thing. That's such a crucial realization. Because when it doesn't look like that, when it looks like here I am here and I want friendship with that person, or I want money, or I want health, or I want this friendship group, I want that particular job, and when it looks like it's completely separate from me, here I am, independent, objective, exactly as I believe myself to be, and there's that thing out there that I want that is completely separate, completely independent, completely objectively how it appears. When it looks like that, the mind is in confusion because there is no separate me and it. And that's our number one confusion. And when it does look like there's a separate me and a separate it, everything that we're doing to get the thing is actually just reinforcing that confusion. It's reinforcing this idea of separation. And in that reinforcing, the thing seems to get further away. So if I want more money, and I'm desperate for more money, and everywhere around me, I see people with money, and there's, you know, there's this sort of mythical future where one day I'm going to have everything that I think I need. And it all looks completely separate. It really looks like there's this me here that wants this separate thing. And so I'm trying to get money, but I'm trying from this total belief that money is as it appears, that it's a separate external thing. And the more I try, the more robustly separate it's appearing, because in the trying, I'm reinforcing all of those beliefs about what money is. There's no exploration of actually what money is. There's just, money is this. Surface level, this is what it is, fixed. No question, no, not even a glimmer that the way money is appearing is a conceptual device of mind, a psychological framework that doesn't exist really outside of that. Yeah, and in that confusion, all that's happening is this thing called money that looks separate from me is being reinforced as that separate reality. So that's our first thing, is to start to explore reality, the mind, concepts, appearances, so profoundly and so genuinely that it becomes blindingly, glaringly obvious that there is no separation, that all these concepts, the concept of me, the concept of these things, and the more, in a way, the more need there is for these things, the more conceptual they are. We're not really dealing with the reality of, I want to hang out with this person. I really like this person. No, when we're in a need state, when it looks like our survival, our sense of well-being, our future, our self-esteem depends on having this person say they love me, say they want to marry me or go out with me, there's no relationship to that person as they actually are. They're a representative of all my insecurities, all my fears, all my shames. And the more desperate I am to have them in my life saying the right things, making me feel good, that person doesn't exist in that setup. It's just a prop. They're just a prop to in the film of me, of how I can feel okay. So we can really see how this unquestioned surface reality, this desperation to have these things, is actually pushing them away in every aspect of our lives, doesn't matter what it is. So exploring truth and reality is the starting point for that imagined separation, which is only created in the mind, to start demonstrably not being true, not existing. So that's a huge starting point. And that's it for the rest of our lives. We'll be exploring that. The second point of exploration, and again, this is just mind-blowing when we start to see this in action, is to recognize that, and this is confronting, this might not be easy to hear, but really, everything is as it is in our lives because that's what we want. There is something in us that is benefiting from this status quo, this appearance of reality, this play out, this behavior, these circumstances. And that's really confronting to hear. But if we just spend a little bit of time digging deeper in that before we sort of reject it, let's just consider it. There's a surface want. So I might say, I want to earn a certain amount of money this month. And that really looks true. That looks like a very real want. And yet I'm not earning that money. So what's going on? Well, we could say all these reasons. I'm disadvantaged, other people have it easier, blah, blah, blah. But really, the only reason I'm not earning that money is because underneath the surface, there is a deeper, stronger, more powerful want that is making the earning of that money impossible. And what could that want be? Well, if we think about the reason why I want to earn a certain amount of money, it might be because I want to feel secure, I want to feel successful, I want to feel like I've got value, that people respect and want me, you know, for my profession. Those are the reasons driving that desire for the money. And underneath the surface, because that the need is to feel wanted, respected, valuable, worthy, that need is winning out in the sense that it won't allow any risk of rejection, vulnerability, exposure, embarrassment, indifference. And so all of the things that I would be doing on the surface to get that money, you know, inviting people to my programs, being more visible on social media, talking to my family about what I'm doing, they're not happening because of this need and fear that is powerful and actually is the origin for the original want, but is really shutting down any behavior that would result in the opposite of what I want. So if I want attention and praise and affirmation and higher self-esteem and I want to be validated, I cannot risk being rejected. I cannot risk putting something on social media that people will criticize or ignore. Do you see? So this second area of confusion is really when there are conflicting wants going on and the more powerful want is going to win out. So another example is of the desire to be healthy. And this is a really interesting one for many of us. The surface desire says, I want to be fit, I want to be strong, I want to be healthy, I want to have good cardio system. And yet the behavior isn't happening. We're not going to the gym, we're not doing the classes we said we would, we're not walking when we said we would, we're taking the car, we're sitting around on the sofa. So what's going on? There's the surface want, I want to be healthy, and yet there's this underground want, which is making sure the behavior is in the opposite direction. And so similar to the example with money, we can look at what is really going on, what's driving that desire to be healthy. Well, it could be, and I know this for myself, it could be that really the desire to be healthy is the desire to not feel discomfort, to be able to not be out of breath, to be able to carry shopping around and not feel arms aching, to feel strong and flexible and on top of the world, full of energy. That's the desire. That's what's driving this want to be healthy, which means that any moment in an exercise class or out on a run, when there is that discomfort, which is the very thing we want to try and avoid, you know, when we're feeling weak, we're out in a, or in a, an exercise class and we feel just lacking in energy and we see other people around us so much stronger. And so the everything that we wanted to avoid is happening. And that's a disaster. You know, it's the real want is to avoid all of this. And so we quit the class, we quit the gym, we quit the running because we just don't want to have that discomfort. That was the whole reason for wanting to be healthy. Do you see? And so much of this is about untangling these conflicting wants. Because now we can start to see. So for deep down, we know that there is a way of living that is in tune with the body, in which there is strength and there's fitness and flexibility and energy. And what we can start to acknowledge is that comes about through moving beyond the comfort zone, really moving into areas of struggle and being out of breath and feeling weak and feeling less able than the other people around us. And that's good. And so we can actually start to want that. I want to feel out of breath is actually the best way that the motivation to go to these classes and to do the running and the weights or whatever it is found. And similarly with money, I want more money so that I can feel worthy and valid. But really, to feel worthy and valid, there has to be the capacity for people to disagree with me, for people to ignore me, for people to criticize my work or turn down my program offers. And so instead of that orientation of safety and vigilance and nothing ever threatening this idea of myself, this identity, instead, when it comes to money, when it comes to increasing clients or to getting promotions, I want to learn. I want to learn and I want to experience what it's like to be rejected. I want to have people argue with me so that I can really see deep down how true this is, what I'm saying. And that orientation is the way that businesses expand and bank balances get bigger and there's more and more capacity to take on higher level, higher impact, higher visibility work. It's that way around. And it's all coming about from straightening out these wants, creating a coherence and a simplicity within and a understanding of our core conditioning of lack and need and shame and insecurity, which is always going to distort the surface behavior and perceptions, always. But when it's recognized that the mismatch, so the inconsistencies, the incoherence, the lack of alignment is pointing the attention within to say what's really going on here, then everything comes to the surface, it becomes more transparent, there's ownership, there's insight and behavior changes, the world changes, the entire reality of self and other is different because that whole reality was held in place by these unfulfilled wants that were just reinforcing themselves. And now there's a whole other way of living that is so much more true, so much more logical and consistent. And it all comes from really understanding the nature of desire and want. It's so powerful. So thank you. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Superpowered Mind with me, Claire Diamond. If you want extra support in the exploration of your mind, download our exclusive subliminal recording, especially for podcast listeners, on bit.ly/podcastsubliminal.